In Pretoria, self-proclaimed prophet Shepherd Bushiri's bail application, that's continuing today. After it was postponed on Monday, Bushiri, his wife Mary and three co-accused, they're all appearing in court today. But on Monday, the court ran out of time, so they're carrying on today. They're charged with fraud, money laundering, all of this related to an investment scheme valued at 102 million rand. And those supporters, members of the Enlightened Christian Gathering Church, they're back on Francis Bard Street again in support of their leaders today. Have a listen to what Bushiri's advocate Annelien van den Heerfer told the court a little earlier today.
Bishop, I've also taken note of my learned friends making allegations about payments to investors. It's not properly even ventilated by the state. Is it their case, which I don't believe it can be, unless they've had access to my attorney's trust account, which is highly illegal, that those payments were in respect of this particular matter? I doubt it that they can say that, Your Worship. None of the entities, apart from accused 3, 4 and 5, there's no other entities pertaining to them or related to them charged in this matter. Your Worship, with the greatest of respect, that when an issue arises during trial, and it seems to me, with the greatest of respect, we're a long way off trial, pertaining to a particular witness, that witness can raise the issue at that time. And it's common knowledge, Your Worship, that a decision can then be taken based on the facts placed before the presiding magistrate in the trial, whether for a particular witness or not.
The voice there of Advocate Annelien van den Heerfer, who's acting for Shepherd Bushiri. Edwin Ntsidi, EWN reporter, in court for us on that matter. Edwin, take us briefly through what the court has been hearing today.
Good afternoon, Mandy. Mandy, well, it has been 2 hours of chilling evidence, rather testimony from the investigating officer. So what is currently happening now is that the state prosecutor is reading an affidavit that has been penned by the investigating officer. Well, there are lots of allegations that have been leveled against the Bushiris, against the Bushiris and their co-accused. So basically what the state is saying that they should not be granted bail because they are likely to evade trial. What we also heard is that, they are in South Africa illegally, and that was confirmed by the, Home Affairs Minister, Dr. Aaron Motsoaledi, earlier in the week. So what is also being heard here is that Bushiri's wife, that is Mary, entered South Africa several times via Lanseria Airport on a fake passport. Apparently, she told authorities there that she's a diplomat, and according to the state, she admitted having lied to the authorities. What also came out from this bail application hearing is that, as they claim, they are claiming to have a lot of money, but apparently they've been finding each other, that is Shepherd Bushiri and his wife, just to evade unlawful transactions and to make as if that those accounts are healthy as according to the state.
Edwin Ntsidi, EWN reporter, he's watching that bail application from self-proclaimed prophet Shepherd Bushiri in the High Court in Pretoria.